Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners of Atun Trade Islam International. We welcome you once again to the quiz, Ramadan quiz, second week, inshallah al-Aziz. We're going to be having the weekly quiz every Saturday night in the month of Ramadan, between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, inshallah al-Aziz, tonight. I'm going to mention to you the rules again to listeners. With us, we have Brother Tufail. Okay, you can start calling us on 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548 is the number to call, inshallah, if you want to participate in the quiz. Please do participate. We are all learning. Jee. Tufail Patel, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Mawlana Khan, and a very warm welcome to one and all of the listeners of Radio Islam International tuning in for the quiz this lovely Saturday evening.
Alright, JazakAllah, brother Tufail. With us is also Walid Bata, who came to visit. We said, brother, come join us in the studio. Tell us about your married life. Walid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, brother.
Alaykum
as-salam. Alaykum
as-salam. Alhamdulillah, how are you, brother?
Shukar, all is good.
MashaAllah, married life treating you very, very well, G. We're happy to hear that, G. Hafiz Ismail Khan is the engineer for tonight. G, listeners, number to call, inshallah, for the quiz. It's 011-854-1548. Alright, so what's happening tonight, G, listeners, is 8 listeners will be randomly selected to participate. We're going to divide this into 2 groups of 4 each. So, inshallah, tonight we're having 8 participants, 2 groups of 4 each. Each participant, like last week, will be given 60 seconds to answer a maximum of 7 questions. What happens is, on the elapsing of 60 seconds, there'll be a gong noise, and to a brother to fade, like you said last week, that any answer given after 60 seconds will not be accepted. And also, dear listeners, important is that if a participant wants to move on to the next question, you got to say just pass, and may then return to that question at the end, provided that the time frame of 60 seconds has not yet elapsed. Okay. The two participants with the most points will proceed to the next round. The points of the previous round will then carry over, inshallah. And like we had last week, we had quite a bit of ties. In the event of a tie, sudden death questions will be posed to the participants who are tied. And in the second round, each participant will be given 30 seconds to answer a maximum of 4 questions. And the participant with the overall most points will be declared the winner. And once again, dear listeners, in the event of the tie, like I said, we're going to have, inshallah, a sudden death question. And the winner will receive a lot of money tonight. Lots and lots of money. $1,000 plus, inshallah. The number to call, inshallah, for the quiz tonight is 011, dear listeners. 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. And we do have our first few callers on the line. We're going to be taking a short break, inshallah. When we come back, we're going to be talking to them. Stay tuned. Alright, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's time for the quiz. We have our first 4 participants for tonight, mashallah. We have Ummi Hudhaifa, Brother Salman, Brother Shaheem, as well as Ummi Hamza, mashallah. We'd like to welcome the contestant. Brother Walid, are you ready, my brother? Tufail, are you ready? Gee, Walid, are you ready, brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Very quickly, my brother, tell us about yourself and your married life. You've got 30 seconds. You're married now, I think, 6 months. How's things going? How's married life treating you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, but I don't think you'll meet anyone who will tell you anything different. Like, everyone's going to tell you it's good, so it's good, alhamdulillah.
Well, this guy is just lying, brother, because his in-laws are listening. How many kids on the way?
You just said 6 months.
Oh, 6 months. Oh, sorry. Kids come after 9 months. Apologies. Kids don't come in 9 months. Oh, sorry, 6 months. Hafiz Ismail. The kids come after 9 months. Okay. Point of concern. Jim, we have our first 4 contestants. Ummi Hudhaifa, line number 4 it is. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ji, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji. Jazakallah for calling. Appa, may I ask where you're calling from?
From Indonesia.
Oh, you're calling from Indonesia. First time you're participating, eh?
No, I took part before, but I didn't win.
Oh, you didn't win?
No.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to ask you why not. But anyway, inshallah, all the best for this quiz. We hope that you win something this year, okay?
Inshallah.
Jazakallah. Appa, so you got 60 seconds to answer, 7 questions. If you don't know the answer, just say pass.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Brother Hafiz Ismail, are you ready? Okay, here we go with the questions. What is the name of the person who attempted to tear the document on which the agreement of the boycott against the Muslims in Makkah Mukarramah was written, but found that it was already eaten up by the termites? 1. Hakim bin Hizam. 2. Mut'im bin Adi. Or 3. Jubair bin Mut'im.
2. 3.
Who was the first woman in history to have her ears pierced?
5.
What is measured by an interferometer? What is measured by an interferometer? Sayyidina Ali was married to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's daughter, is it Fatima? True or false? His mother's name was also Fatima.
True.
The proverb completed, actions speak
louder than words.
Nafi' al-Hamdan Ali is a famous narrator of hadith and the freed slave of one Ibn Mas'ud, two Ibn Umar, or three Ibn Abbas.
Three.
Where did Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu accept Islam?
Makkah. Where or when?
Right, it's correct, sister.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it doesn't matter when and where, but the answer is Makkah Mukarrama, mashallah. Sister, just clarification, we asked you what is measured by an interferometer. What did you say, sister? We're all learning here. I also want to learn. So what was the answer?
I said meat.
Meat, like kudu meat, cow meat.
No, heat, how hot or cold it is.
Oh, you mean like heat, how hot or how cold it is?
Heat.
Okay, what would you say, brother, to faith? Heat?
No.
Then what, brother? Say something.
I think it's used in engineering.
In engineering?
Yeah, like building things, parts, where...
Like what you do engineering sometimes?
No, like as in engine engineering.
Okay,
part
no.
Engineering.
No, brother. Is it measured, measures your wave brains, brother Waleed, am I correct?
Brain waves.
Not my brain waves, generally brain waves.
No, I don't think so.
Sister, the answer there is wavelength of light.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Appa, Jazakallah. Okay, so you got 1, 2, 3. 3 out of 7. Mashallah, very, very good, Appa. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jazakallah, we're going to get back to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's go through the question and the answers here, listeners. What is the name of the person who attempted to tear the document on which the agreement or the boycott against the Muslims in Makkah was written, but found that it was already eaten by the termites? 1, Hakim bin Hizam, 2, Mut'im bin Adi, or 3, Jubayr bin Adim, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The answer is 2, sister said 3. It's Mut'im bin Adi. Who was the first woman in history to have her ears pierced? It is Hajar, radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Sayyidina Ismail, alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Hajar, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Okay, actions speak, brother Waleed.
Louder than words.
Louder. Okay, actions speak louder than words. Very, very true. Hazrat Nafi is a famous narrator of hadith and the freed slave of Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, or 3, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The answer there is Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. See, brother Jufayl, you were saying something?
See, Mulana, actions speak much louder than words.
Okay, I get it. Jazakallah, my brother. Okay, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum was married to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter, Hazrat Fatima. True or false? His mother's name was also Fatima. The answer is true. His mother was Fatima binti Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha. Jazakumullah, sister, done very, very well. She's got 3 out of 7. Ummi Hudhaifa from Malaysia. She hasn't won a competition on Radio Islam as yet. But inshallah, let's hope she does win something sometime. Okay. We have line number 2, Brother Salman. Salman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum wa salam.
The name is Salman.
Ji.
Okay, mashallah. Salman, where are you calling from?
Johannesburg.
You're calling from Johannesburg. What's the age, may I ask, Salman?
16.
Oh, you're 16?
Yeah, 16.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Allah give you long life in barakat.
Amen.
Okay, my brother. Jazakallah, you're Hafiz as well?
No.
No?
No, I'm not yet.
Not yet. You're becoming a Hafiz?
No, inshallah.
Oh, I mean, inshallah. Okay, my brother. Jazakallah, Salman.
Amen.
Salman, you got 60 seconds to answer 7 questions, okay?
Okay.
Where are you calling from? Lens?
No, not Lens.
Then where? I'm not going to come hunt you down, brother. You can tell us.
From
You're not sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Somewhere in South Africa?
Somewhere in South Africa.
Okay. Sufficient enough. I get it. Jazakallah.
Okay.
60 seconds to answer 7 questions. Okay, Salman?
Okay.
Who was Abu Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu? A cousin of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 2, a neighbor of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 3, a servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Number 1.
When the Sahabi was saying in the Battle of Uhud, the only person who recognized his body was his sister, Rubayy binti Nadar. What is his name?
Pass.
Which company developed the laser printer?
China.
China. True or false? True of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are buried in Makkah Mukarramah?
True.
Complete the proverb, don't try to walk before you.
Cruel.
How many slaves did Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu free in his slave? 1, 200, 2, 500, 3, none of the above.
3.
In the Battle of Badr, the Sahabi challenged his son Abdul Rahman, who was still a disbeliever at the time. Who is the Sahabi?
Fas.
The proverb, Brother Waleed, you can help us along, Brother. Help Salman, don't try to walk before.
I really don't know.
You fly, Brother, don't try to walk before you fly. Okay, to fail. You understand? Don't try to walk before you can crawl. Salman, you are right, my brother. Jazakallah for that. And you have, let's see, 1, 2 out of 7.
Okay.
But Jazakallah, good try, Salman.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, nice talking to you, my brother. And you make dua for us as well, okay?
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alright, brothers, got 2 out of 7. Let's go through the questions and the answers. Who was Abu Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu? The answer there is a servant of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is not a cousin and not a neighbor of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Sahabi was slain in the Battle of Uhud, the only person who recognized his body was his sister Rubayya binti Nadab. What is his name? Waleed Tufail? Say something, brother.
I'm sure Mulana Kara will give us a...
Sayyidina Anas bin Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Which company developed the laser printer? I forgot to ask the brother for some clarity on that. He said, we asked which company developed the laser printer. The sheikh said, China.
Well, not China. I think it's an honest mistake, because it's one of the labels it's made in China, so you don't know whether it's the company or the country.
Okay, okay. So which company developed the laser printer? It was what, Waleed?
Mawlana, since you're the mamu of technology at Radio Islam, you know, as you always tell us, I think you should tell, without looking obviously into your dossier, tell us who it was.
It was Canon, brother.
It wasn't Mawlana.
It was Canon. The answer there is Canon. Jazakallah, brother Tufail. Okay. The other question, dear listeners, we ask is true or false? True of the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are buried in Makkah Mukarramah. False, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha is the only one. And in this battle of Badr, the Sahabi challenged his son Abdul Rahman, who was still a disbeliever at the time. Who is the Sahabi radiallahu anhu? It is none other than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Jazakumullah. Brother Salman gets 2 out of 7. Alright, anyway, Jazakallah. Good try, my brother. Well done to you. Line number 4 it is. Brother Shaheen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to you, Shaheen.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, and you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, jazakallah for asking, my brother. How's Ramadan? How's everything going?
Alhamdulillah, no complaint.
Your in-law's wife all treating you well?
She, alhamdulillah.
Why the tea is so soft, brother?
No, I'm not yet married, Mawlana.
Oh, you're not married. Okay, all the best, inshallah. Allah give you a good, pious, loving wife.
Ameen.
Okay, my brother. And lots of children.
Ameen.
Okay, okay. All right. Okay, my brother Shaheen, where are you calling from?
From Lens.
From Lens. First time you're participating?
No, I've taken part before, Mara.
But no luck, eh?
No luck, yeah.
Yeah, it happens, man. Okay, anyway. My brother, here goes your question. We're going to ask you 7 questions. You've got 60 seconds to answer, okay?
Gee, okay.
If you do bad, you're going to have to take us out to eat.
Inshallah.
And there's brother Tufail can eat. Okay, here goes the quiz, my brother. Aswad bin Abdul Asad was the first disbeliever to be killed in the battlefield of Badr. Who killed him? 1, Sayyidina Ali. 2, Sayyidina Zubayr. 3, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu majma'in. 1, 2 or 3?
Ali.
Who from amongst the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last to pass away?
Pass.
Which is the only continent without a desert?
Asia.
True or false, the pleasures of Jannah will make the people of Jannah totally forget about their past life in this world?
True.
Complete the proverb, don't put the cart.
Before the horse.
How will the people of Jannah enter Jannah? 1, walking. 2, mounted on horses. 3, mounted on winged camels.
Walking.
The corpses of how many seniors of the Quraysh who were slain at the Battle of Badr were thrown into a nearby well?
13. What is the question, Mara?
The corpses of how many seniors of the Quraysh who were slain in the Battle of Badr were thrown into a nearby well?
Okay, 4, 5.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, brother, which one are you going to choose?
I don't know, Mara.
Okay. My brother, I have to announce to you, apologies, but your results will be published in the Jangmin newspaper. My brother, Jazakallah for participating. How many do you think you got right?
One.
Yeah, you're right. You have one right. Okay, my brother Salman Shaheen.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Nice try, my brother. We're all learning, okay?
Okay, my brother.
You've done well, my brother. Okay. Jazakallah so much. Make dua for us.
Inshallah, you also, my brother.
Okay, my brother. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Brother Salman, my friends, got 1 out of 7. Not too bad. To fail would have done worse.
I agree,
who from among the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last to pass away? This only Salma radiallahu ta'ala. Which is the only continent without desert? To fail?
South America.
Walid?
Europe.
Soweto, brother. You only see houses, no desert, no land, nothing. Soweto is the correct answer. More so zone 4 and zone 5. Europe, which is the only continent without the desert, that is Europe. True or false, the pleasures of Jannah will make the people of Jannah totally forget about their past life in this world. Subhanallah. Note, dear listeners, it is false. They will speak of their lives in the dunya when they visit each other. Subhanallah. Imagine in Jannah al-Firdaus, everybody relaxing there. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us among the inhabitants of Jannah al-Firdaus, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Inshallah, we'll be there and talking about lives in the dunya as well. Allah grant us all Jannah al-Firdaus, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Don't put the cart before what?
The horse.
Sorry?
The horse.
The horse?
Yeah.
Which horse?
Which horse?
Don't put the cart before the horse is correct. Mashallah. How will the people of Jannah enter Jannah? The answer there is, it's not. It's walking, 2 mounted on horses, or 3 mounted on winged camels. The answer there is mounted on winged camels. Subhanallah. Allah make us amongst them, inshallah. Aziz. Amin. The corpses of how many seniors of the Quraysh who were slain in the Battle of Badr were thrown into a nearby well? The answer there is 14. The brother was close. He said 13. Okay, to fail. So much may ayah. Thank you. Okay, let's go to the 4th participant, inshallah. Remember, the lines are open to listeners for the next 4 participants. Call us on the number 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. We have our next contestant, Ummi Hamza, on the line. Ummi Hamza, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Ben.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Jesus, sister, may I ask where you're calling from?
From
Lens. Oh, mashallah, all the contestants from Lens. One from South Africa, the other 3 from Lens. Jazakallah, Ben. Okay, are there any questions we have before we start the quiz?
No, just make an easy question, please, Falana.
Make it very, very easy. Okay, like to fail, like easy, like Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, to fail like that. No, Appa, we have to learn here. We all have to learn, inshallah. The motto of this quiz is we are all learning.
Definitely,
Mara. Jazakumullah, ji. Brother, to fail, are you ready? Walid, are you ready, brother?
Definitely.
Sorry?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, Jazakallah. Here we go. Before the Battle of Badr commenced, which Sahabi was flanked by the 2 youngsters who later killed Abu Jahl? 1, Abu Ubaidah. 2, Abdurrahman bin Auf. Or 3, Anas bin Malikin, radiallahu ta'ala anhum.
3, Anas bin Malik.
In which battle did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Jibreel is with one of you and Mikael is with the other, subhanallah. KLM is the national airline of which country?
Australia.
True or false, about the houses in Jannah, the inside of which is visible from outside and the outside is visible from inside?
True.
Complete the proverb between the devil and...
Did you see?
Sorry? Between the devil and...
The deep blue sea.
The cheeks of the woman in Jannah will be 1, whiter than milk, subhanAllah. 2, redder than roses. 3, clearer than a mirror.
1.
Sorry?
1.
Which Sahabi was known as the beloved and the son of the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now take your time, Appa. We have another 2-3 hours. It's fine. Think about it. What is the answer, Appa? Which Sahabi was known as the beloved and the son of the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Zayd bin Harith radiallahu anhu.
No, sister, that is not the correct answer. But let us see how many you got right, sister. You have between the devil and the deep sea, mashallah, that was correct. And there are houses in Jannah, that one you got correct. Sister, you got 2 out of 7.
Oh, okay.
Not good enough, but mashallah, it was good, sister. It was very good. Jazakallah for trying.
Jazakallah.
You can always contest again, sister. Jazakallah for participating. We are learning, sister. Request for du'as as well, okay?
Allah, you do, Malana.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah.
Before the Battle of Badr commenced, which Sahabi was flanked by the two youngsters who later killed Abu Jahl? The answer there is Abdurrahman bin Auf. Okay. In which battle did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu that Jibreel is with one of you and Mikael is with the other? SubhanAllah, imagine what the lofty status of the Sahaba. It is the Battle of Badr. Brother Walid, KLM is the national airline of which country?
Netherlands.
To fail?
Netherlands.
Yeah, it's Netherlands, Holland, Jazakallah. You went for honeymoon there, brother? True or false? There are houses in Jannah, the inside of which is visible from outside, and the outside is visible from inside. SubhanAllah, Allahumma ja'alla minhum. May Allah grant us His happiness. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the houses and the mansions in Jannah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. The answer there is true. The cheeks of the women in Jannah will be 1. Whiter than milk, subhanAllah. 2. Redder than roses, Allahu Akbar. 3. Clearer than a mirror, subhanAllah. The answer there is clearer than a mirror. Clearer than a mirror, subhanAllah. Just imagine, brothers. Which Sahabi was known? It is the ni'mat of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us all this ni'mat.
Ameen,
brothers. Which Sahabi was known as the beloved and the son of the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The answer there is, it is Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa radha anhu. Sister, mashallah, you got 2 out of 7. I'm going to go through the questions again and let's see how the sisters fared and the brothers fared. Umm Hudayfa got 3 out of 7. Brother Salman's got 2 out of 7. We have Shaheen from somewhere in Joburg. He's got 1 out of 7. And the fourth caller was Umm Hamza from Lens. She's got 2 out of 7. So today the winner, dear listeners, is for the first round is Sister Umm Hudayfa from Indonesia, 3 out of 7. And inshallah she'll participate and she'll contest rather the winner of the second round. 9:25. Stay tuned. Alright, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you once again to the second round of the contest for tonight, the quiz. We had 4 participants earlier, Umm Hudayfa, 2 brothers and 1 sister from Lens. MashaAllah, the winner was Sister Umm Hudayfa from Indonesia, and she's in a contest and take up the winner of the second round, inshallah. Very quickly, Brother Muhammad Amin is with us in the studios. Muhammad Amin, my brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My friend, my colleague, my brother, we go together to the locations, to the informal settlements. We had a good time together in the last few weeks. Muhammad Amin, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana. How are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah, jazakallah with your du'as. We're all well. You're looking tired, my brother. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow. You're going Orange Farm tomorrow.
I think it's what I'm looking forward to now during my week. I don't know what I'm going to do after Ramadan now, Mulana.
Gee, that's fine. We can go camp out there in informal settlements, my brother. Get your stuff ready, your stoves, your lungis, your warm camps and everything. Okay, my brother?
Yeah, I think I'll need some medication. I have a hit with the flu from last week, so let's see how it goes tomorrow.
Allah give you shifa, brother, inshallah.
Amen.
So tomorrow we're going to be together. We're going to Orange Farm, inshallah.
Inshallah, yeah.
All right, just sit here, my brother. Jazakumullah for your time. Sorry? Okay. Second round quiz, brother Tufail, Muhammad Amin, are you ready, inshallah? And let's go, inshallah. First contestant for the second round. Brother Anonymous caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sorry, my brother, we just got you halfway. Can you greet me again, please?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alright, jazakallah so much. You just made me happy. You know, you made my day. Okay.
No problem.
Ameen, jazakallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept. So beautiful, subhanAllah, to fail you making salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace be upon you, the mercies and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful Islamic greeting. Okay, my brother. Anonymous, are you ready?
Jeez.
Tell us about yourself, my brother. You married, how what's your age, what to do for a living, how many fasts you kept?
Manana, I think that's the purpose of anonymous.
Oh yeah, you said you're anonymous. Alright, just tell us where you're calling from, brother.
From Potchefstroom.
From Potchefstroom.
Gee, Manana.
MashaAllah. And I'm sure I know you, my brother. Please do tell me your name.
No, Manana,
please. Alright, tell us your surname, my brother.
No,
I mean, I gotta know who I'm talking to on the other side of the line, okay? It's just telephone ethics, you know?
No, let's just keep it like that, you know?
Okay, after you, if you win something, then you'll tell us, okay?
Inshallah.
Jazakallah, my brother. Important room. Anonymous brother, are you ready?
Shima.
Okay, 60 seconds to answer 7 questions, brother. Okay, Hafiz Ismail, are you ready? Where did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distribute the booty after the Battle of Hunain and the subsequent siege of Ta'if? 1. Hudaybiyah, 2. Tan'im, or 3. Ti'arana?
2. Tan'im.
Which Sahabi held the flag of the Ansar at the time of the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah?
5.
Paraguay has borders with Brazil, Bolivia, and which other country?
Argentina.
True or false, the expedition of Banu Layhan took place in the 8th after Hijrah?
False.
Where there's a will, complete the proverb, where there's a will.
There's a way.
At the time of the siege of Banu Qurayza, the Banu Qurayza agreed to accept the verdict of the Sahabi. Is he 1. Sa'ab ibn Abi Waqqas, 2. Sa'ab ibn Abi Malik, or 3. Sa'ab ibn Mu'az, radiallahu ta'ala anhum?
2.
Which Sahabi shaved the hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of Hajjatul Wida?
5.
Pass, my brother. Okay. True or false, we asked you, the expedition of Banu Layhan took place in the 8th after Hijrah. You said false. When did it take place, brother? It's easy to say false. Okay, my brother. Anyway, you got it right, my brother. You got 3 out of 7. You've done very, very well. Okay, just like the other contestant you had, she's got 3 out of 7, and you also got 3 out of 7. MashaAllah, my brother, keep it up. We're going to get back to you in a minute or two, in a few minutes, okay?
JazakAllah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. You want to tell me your name now?
No, Moana, not yet, too soon.
Alright, okay, not as yet, okay? Okay. Okay, are you a Ghani?
No, Moana.
Okay.
Is my voice not hard enough, Moana?
Che?
Is my voice not cropped enough, Moana?
Okay. We'll talk to you just now, my brother.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alright, mashallah, brother Anonymous from Porchestroom to fail getting 3 out of 7. He done very, very well. Okay, next caller we have also Anonymous. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alright, sister, may I ask, where are you calling from, Ben?
Joburg.
Joburg, okay. Alright, you are in Joburg, sister. We also in Joburg. Alright, are you ready for the quiz, Abba?
Yes, si, inshallah.
60 seconds to answer, okay? 7 questions.
Yes.
Okay. From which camp did Mahatma Gandhi come?
India.
We asked which camp, not which country.
Pass.
Now this answer demands an answer, sister.
I know.
Alright, I thought we're going to stop the quiz, but that is your homework. Try and find out which camp did Mahatma Gandhi come from, okay?
Yes.
Alright, anyway, let's start the course again. New set of questions. Okay, here we go, Appa. Of which Jewish tribe living in Medina Sharif was Huyya bin Akhtar the leader? 1. Banu Nadir, 2. Banu Qurayza, 3. Banu Qaynuqa.
3.
Sorry?
3.
What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give to Abdullah bin Unais when he took the life of Khalid bin Sufyan Hudali? In which country is Mount Everest?
India.
True or false, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from Medina Sharif for Tabuk on a Saturday?
Can I repeat the question?
True or false, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from Medina Sharif for Tabuk on a Saturday? Was it a Saturday?
True.
Complete the proverb, empty vessels make.
Oh,
who is the Sahabi that was given the title Atiq, the one who is emancipated from the fire? 1. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, 2. Sayyidina Ali, or 3. Sayyidina Hamza?
Abu Bakr.
When the Sahabi was slain at the Battle of Uhud, the person who killed him mistook him to be Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and shouted, "I've killed Muhammad." Who is the Sahabi?
Mus'ab bin Umair.
Yeah, but sorry, apologies for that. Mus'ab bin Umair, radiallahu anhu, is the correct answer, but it was after 60 seconds. I'm so sorry for that, okay?
Yes.
We have to follow the rules here, brother, to fail, but you've done well, sister. You got 2 out of 7, but not good enough, Papa.
Yes.
You can always try again, inshallah, okay?
Yes.
Alright, Jazakum Allah, request for dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Of which Jewish tribe living in Medina Sharif was Huyay bin Akhtar the leader? Was it Banu Nadir, 2 Banu Qurayza, or 3 Banu Qaynuqa? The answer is, brother, to fail, Banu Nadir. Okay. What did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give to Abdullah bin Unais radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he took the life of Khalid bin Sufyan Hudali? The answer there is his staff, the walking stick. In which country is Mount Everest?
Nepal or Tibet.
Padok.
Nepal or Tibet, one of the two.
In Nepal or Tibet. Is it Nepal or Nepal?
Nepal.
Nepal.
I think so.
Okay. It is true, my brother. Jazakallah tufail. Good boy. True or false? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from Medina Sharifa Tabuk on a Saturday. The answer there is Yawm al-Khamis. It is a Thursday. Okay. Empty vessels make the most noise. Okay. Who is the Sahabi that was given the title Atiq, the one who is emancipated from the fires? It is said in Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the last answer was given by the sister, Jazakumullah, 2 out of 7, to anonymous sister from Johannesburg. G. All right, Tufay, my brother, question for you. Which is heavier, a pound of bricks or a pound of feathers?
They equal, Maulana. They both weigh a pound.
Sorry?
They both equal. They both weigh a pound.
How can both be equal, feathers and bricks, my brother? One is always heavier than the other one.
Which is more full, Maulana? A jar full of water or a jar full of sand?
They're both full, brother.
Exactly.
Okay, same year. A pound is a pound. Okay. Third contestant, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ummi Mahmood. Apa, are you there? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa barakatuh.
Okay, Apa, Jazakallah for contesting. First time you're participating?
Chi, for this Ramadan.
Oh, for this Ramadan?
Chi.
Alright, Apa, Jazakallah, all the luck, okay?
Chi.
60 seconds to answer, Apa?
Chi.
Okay.
Chi.
Any questions you have?
No.
You sure?
Chi.
Okay. Here goes your questions. What is the answer, Zappa? Oh, sorry. I got to ask you the question. Okay. Mouth for that. Where did Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu pass away? One, a place called Rawda. Two, a place called Rawha. Three, a place called Abwa.
Two.
To which person did that Umar say, accept Islam because the acceptance of Islam is more beloved to me than my father's doing so?
Can you repeat that question?
To which person does that Umar say this, accept Islam because your acceptance of Islam is more beloved to me than my father's doing so?
Us.
What's the national currency of Egypt?
Dinar.
True or false, in the 10th year of the Hijrah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed 20 days of i'tikaf.
True.
Complete the proverb, a man is as old as...
Us.
Abu al-Mundhir is a kunyat agnomen of 1 Ka'b bin Malik, 2 Ubay bin Ka'b, 3 Ka'b bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhum. 1, 2 or 3?
Ubay bin Ka'b.
This Khalifa used to make one khatam of the Quran Kareem in his nafal namaz every night. Who is he?
Hazrat Uthman radiallahu
anhu. MashaAllah, sister. Excellent. You have, let's see, 1, 2, 3 right, sister. Very, very well. MashaAllah, you're still in the contest. Looks like we're going to have a sudden death question between you and possibly the brother from Porter's room. Okay, Abba, MashaAllah, well done. You got 3 out of 7.
Sure.
All right, we're going to come back to you in a minute or two.
Sure.
Maybe 3 minutes.
Inshallah.
Okay. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Okay, MashaAllah. Where is Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away? Is it a place called Rabda, a place called Rawha, or a place called Abwa? The answer is a place called Rabda. To which person did Hazrat Umar say, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that accept Islam because your acceptance of Islam is more beloved to me than my father's doing? So the answer is Sayyidina Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. To fail, what is the currency, the national currency of Egypt, brother?
It's a very good question, Mama.
Gee, and I demand a very good answer also, brother. Kuruga coin.
Well, that would be a very expensive currency, Mama. Not dinars, but dirham.
Egyptian pound.
Egyptian pound.
It's the Egyptian pound, okay. In the 10th year of the Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed 20 days of the i'tikaf. The answer there is true. A man is as old as he feels. Okay. A man is as old as he feels. Jazakumullah. Abdul Mundhir is a kunyat or the agnomen of Hazrat Ka'b bin Malik, Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b, Hazrat Ka'b bin Zayd, radiallahu ta'ala majma'in. The answer there is Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And subhanAllah, imagine Sayyidina Uthman, we ask the question, this Khalifa used to make one khatam of the Quran Kareem in his nafal namaz every night, subhanAllah. Who is a Sahabi? It is Sayyidina Uthman, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, arda anhu. Jazakallah, sister, mashallah, 3 out of 7. Okay, let's continue. Fourth contestant is Brother Faisal. Faisal, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Faisal?
Alhamdulillah, shukran.
MashaAllah, may I ask, where are you calling from, Faisal?
From Durban.
From Durban. MashaAllah, where in Durban? Central Durban?
No, more north.
Okay, which side, brother?
More north coast.
Oh, north coast side.
Yes.
MashaAllah.
Yes.
Lovely areas, mashallah. Lovely beaches you guys have, eh?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
I'm Shlanga, I'm Shloti, Balito, tops, eh?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
JazakAllah, my brother, enjoy it. It's a ni'mat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Okay. Here goes your contest, my brother. 60 seconds, okay?
Yeah.
You got to answer three or more to stay in the quiz.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, brother. When did Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu pass away? One, in Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lifetime. Two, in the khilafat of Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr. Or three, in the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu majma'in. One, two, or three. Hazrat Umar, you said, eh? Okay. Who was the youngest of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's paternal uncles?
Amir.
Sorry?
Abu Talib.
Agra is a famous city of India due to the Taj Mahal. It is situated on the bank of which river?
Ganges.
True or false, if a person takes a vow to complete 10 khatams of the Quran Karim, his vow will be invalid?
False.
Which country is known as the land of the white elephant?
Land of the white elephant.
If you do not, just say pass.
Pass.
Ramla, one of the blessed wives of Rasulullah ﷺ, is more commonly known as one Umm Shariq, two Umm Habiba, or three Umm Salama radiallahu anha. One, two, or three, brother?
Three.
Okay, no, it's not three. The answer there is two. Okay.
Okay.
My brother, let us count how many you got right. You got one, two right. Two out of six. JazakAllah, brother. JazakAllah for contesting. And we can always try again, inshallah. Okay, my brother? You take care, inshallah. And request for du'as as well. Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright, Tufail. We had, mashallah, we're going to come to the second round, inshallah. We had in the second contest, let's go to the quiz. We had fifth caller, Bortenstrom, brother. He had 3 out of 7. Johannesburg, anonymous caller, we had 2 out of 7. Then we had Ummi Mahmood, we had 3 out of 7, mashallah. And we had the brother from Durban side, top side, and he's got 2 out of 6. So we have 3 contestants, mashallah, but 3 out of 7. So we're going to take a sudden death question and see who goes to the finals, to fail.
Team, I'm ready for it, inshallah. I don't know if you're ready for it. I'm sure the contestants are.
Inshallah, jazakallah. 7 to 10, dear listeners, we take a break, inshallah. When we come back, we're going to ask the two contestants a sudden death question. Don't go away. Right, so coming, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We come to the sudden death question, dear listeners. We have two contestants. Ummi Hudhaifa is there. Ummi Hudhaifa, mashallah, who was the winner from the first round. And she had, we're going to speak to her in a bit or two. We have the brother from Portestrom who is on the line. And let's welcome him, inshallah. Brother from Portestrom, anonymous, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
JazakAllah, my brother. We had contestant number 7. That was Ummi Mahmood. We had 3 out of 7. Ummi Mahmood, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay. All right, we're going to ask the first question to the brother from Portestrom. Ummi Mahmood, thereafter you're going to get the second question, okay?
Yes.
So listen attentively, brother from Portestrom. We're going to ask you guys one question. Okay. You have just 7 seconds to answer the question. Okay. Only 7 seconds, and whoever gets the correct answer, or that if you're closest to the correct answer, you'll be deemed the winner.
Gee.
So you have to say something.
Gee.
All right, sister. Abba, are you there?
Gee.
All right, JazakAllah. Tufail, are you ready? Hafez Ismail, we have 7 seconds to go. 7 seconds, okay, for this question. Brother from Port, here goes your question, my brother. 7 seconds. How old was Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu at the time of his demise? 54. Alright, we'll count later, my brother. Okay, sister, 54 is the correct answer. Apa, are you ready, Ummi Mahmood?
Gee.
7 seconds after I ask the question, okay? Here goes your question. In which year did Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi alayhi, become the Khalifa?
23 AH.
23 AH No, sister. You are approximately 70-somewhat years away from the correct answer. And my brother was just about 25 years away from the correct answer. The answer is, how old was Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the time of its demise? The correct answer is 99 years old. SubhanAllah, 99 years old. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed him as well in his age. Okay. So the brother said 54, so about 25 years away. Abba, we asked you, in which year did Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, sorry to fail? What did I say? 45. Did I say 25?
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Apologies, brother. I was fasting.
45 and 25 are not the same.
Oh, sorry.
I know you're trying to feel younger, but...
No, I was fasting today, brother. Okay. In which year did Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi alayhi, become the Khalifa? Okay. The answer, the correct answer is 99, Appa. You said 23. Right, so you were about 76 years away from the correct answer. Okay, Appa?
Okay.
Apologies for that. No. Brother from Port Isrum is a winner. Sister, Jazakallah for participating. You've done very, very well. Okay, Appa?
Jazakallah.
Request for dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brother from Port, are you there? Now you're going to have to tell me, what is your name? You said if you come somewhere in the finals, you're going to tell me your name.
Inshallah, if I win the competition.
Alright, you have to tell us your name, your age, your surname and everything, okay? Okay, my brother, let's go. Brother from Port versus, it is, I think, Ummi Hudhaifa. Okay, do we have Ummi Hudhaifa on the line? Ummi Hudhaifa, brother Jufail, in the first round, she had, mashallah, 3 out of 7. She was the winner. And now we have brother from Port Isrum, who is the winner from the second round. So it's Ummi Hudhaifa versus brother from Port Isrum. Ummi Hudhaifa, are you there, sister? Ummi Hudhaifa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, man. Are you there?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alright, brother from Porch, are you there?
Chi Malana.
Okay, my brother, lots of money to be given away and you can retire after tonight's quiz if you win the prize, okay?
Inshallah.
Okay. You can live happily ever after, brother.
Inshallah.
Okay, Appa, we're going to ask you people 4 questions. Brother, we have to ask you 4 questions. You got 30 seconds to answer 4 questions, okay? If you don't know the answer, just say pass.
Okay.
So it's 4 questions, 30 seconds.
30 seconds, okay.
Okay, you're going to have to say something. If you don't know, just say pass, okay?
Okay.
Appa, we're going to go with you first, okay? Ummi Hudhaifa?
Okay.
Alright. Khula binti Yaman was a Sahabiyya and she was the sister of 1, Sayyidina Hudhaifa, 2, Sayyidina Salman, Sayyidina Imran. 1, 2 or 3? After the incident of Khaybar, in the incident after the incident of Khaybar, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam proceeded to a particular valley. What is the name of it?
Pan.
Complete the proverb: everyone can find fault to can find fault, but what?
Pan.
True or false? Describing the ground in Jannah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is green.
True.
Alright, Appa, it's not true, it's false, it's white. Anyway,
okay.
The gong went, Appa. Alright, we won't tell you how many you got right and how many you got wrong. Okay, let's go to the brother from Port Isrum. My brother, Appa, sorry, apologies, but you didn't have anything correct. Okay, Appa.
Okay.
Alright, nothing correct.
Okay.
Alright, brother from Port, my brother, nothing to lose. You just got to say 1 correct and you're the winner.
Inshallah.
Are you excited, brother?
Inshallah.
Okay, if you win the quiz, my brother, you just say 1 answer correct. You can buy a new house, you can buy a new car, you can go for a honeymoon, you can buy a brand new boat as well, and you can live happily ever after. How nice.
Inshallah.
Okay, my brother, here goes your quiz. 30 seconds to answer 4 questions. Okay.
Shimalana.
Here we go. From which place was the Sahabi Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha? 1, Mecca. 2, Medina. 3, Taif.
Taif.
MashaAllah, that is a correct answer. We don't have to go further in the quiz. He's the winner for today, MashaAllah. Brother from Port Isrum. Unassailable lead. He's got the correct answer. First one was correct. From which place was the Sahabi Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu? 1, Mecca. 2, Medina. 3, Taif. The brother wins. He said Taif to fail. Talk to the brother. He's a winner. He's going to retire tonight. Gee.
Inshallah, why not? And I think now you may have to fulfill Marakara's request.
Now you're going to have to, brother. You promised earlier. Okay.
Inshallah.
Gee. Now you're going to have to tell us, brother. What is your name? What is your surname?
Hassan Varachia.
Hassan?
Varachia.
Hassan Varachia.
Gee, Marana.
Hassan Varachia. Varachia's in Porter's room.
No, I'm actually just studying there. I'm originally from Leandra.
All from Leandra. I was wondering, there's no Varachias in Porter's room, but mashallah, you're from Leandra.
Chimarana.
Okay, so clever guy, you said from Porter's room, huh? Mashallah, brother Hassan Varachia, you don't have to study anymore, my brother. Pick up your bags, pick up your books, go back home, live happily ever after. You answered all correct, mashallah. You're the winner for tonight. 1,000 rands coming up your way today. You can do a lot with a grand, brother. Jazakallah, my brother. Well done to you and all the contestants. Nice talking to you, my brother. Request for du'as as well. And enjoy the Ramadan.
Ameen.
Jazakallah, Hassan. Take care, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hassan Varachia tonight wins 1,000 rands. Brother Tufail.
To Malakara. But I think we can see Malakara's test to his own age. You know, and back in the day, maybe 1,000 rand could go a lot. But I don't know if you've seen the price of fuel, the VAT increases and all of it. These are not the glory days anymore, Maulana Kara.
Yeah, talking about petrol price goes up again by, I think, 82 cents, 86 cents. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us all barakat, inshallah. Brother Tufail, Jazakallah to you, my brother. Brother Hafiz Ismail on the other side, Jazakallah. And we say Jazakallah to all the contestants. We're all learning. And the winner is Brother Hassan Varachia from Leandra, currently studying out in the Portsmouth University. MashaAllah, Jazakumullah. And a reminder before we conclude the program tomorrow morning, inshallah, we're going to be having the pledge from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, inshallah. Open up your hearts, contribute. The numbers to call tomorrow morning, inshallah, 854-1548. And you can start sending us the pledges from tonight is when, inshallah, it will be read out tomorrow morning on 072-786-1548. All right, 10 past 10, we conclude the program, the quiz from myself, Muhammad Kara, and Brother Tufail. Have a lovely evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.